Pensacola Young Professionals, along with the Chamber of Commerce, Seville Rotary Club, and Propeller Club, are hosting the second of two candidate forums Tuesday night at Phineas Fogg's at Seville Quarter. Round one had candidates for tax collector, County Commission District 5, and County Commission District 1. The candidates discussed budgets and infrastructure, past performance, and talking to constituents, but for most participants, the forums are as much about meeting the real people behind the yard signs as they are about policy proposals. Eric Peterson is the ambassador chair of Pensacola Young Professionals.
What brought me here tonight was the chance to meet up with the political candidates. Too often, you sort of see them on the ballot without actually getting to meet them in person.
Peterson also felt a particular obligation to learn as much as possible about local offices and the candidates running for them as he continues to build a life and a career here. And, apologies, a giant truck pulled up next to us as he spoke.
These people actually, when they make their policy decisions, you feel those immediately. When it comes to Congress, when it comes to the president, those you feel about 10 years out. But when these guys make their decisions, you feel it right at home, and it's immediate.
Brooke Johnson named infrastructure, education, and business opportunities as her top concerns, which makes sense given her roles as the director of the Gulf Coast African American Chamber of Commerce and board member of Achieve Escambia, an educational organization.
One of my major concerns is education and also business and fair contracting. Only 1% of minority businesses get contracting in the city.
She also pointed out that education is the foundation for a strong workforce.
When you bring new businesses here, you want to have those qualified candidates for those types of jobs.
Alex Andrade is the chair of PYP's Government Affairs and Economic Development team, and he organized the candidate forums. For Andrade, an attorney, the forums and local elections are important because they represent hyper-local decisions about the tax climate for businesses, the direction of public education, and fighting to expand career opportunities.
We're hearing about Trump and Clinton every day, but we're not hearing about County Commission District 1, which is going to be deciding how we spend our BP money, or County Commission District 5, which is talking about how to solve problems when tornadoes hit. Those races matter more to Pensacola than President does, to be honest with you, and it's a good opportunity to feature them and give them an opportunity to introduce themselves to voters.
If you want to introduce yourself to candidates for Escambia County Superintendent, School Board District 1, or Escambia County Commission District 3, the second candidate forum is tonight from 5:30 to 7 at Seville Quarter in downtown Pensacola. Lindsay Ray Myers, WUWF News.